update on KUGN.
7 o'clock it is. Dennis Nakata, News Talk 590, KUGN, Wednesday. We, of course, are your home for What's Up? I need to get a great big what's up from you. Go ahead.
What's up, Eugene?
A little bit more. A little louder.
What's up, Eugene?
There you go. She is Allie Camp, Urban Development Analyst with the City of Eugene. We have been talking about dirt. Do we have enough dirt for building and whatnot? You're a busy, busy person right now, aren't you?
Yes, very busy. There's a lot happening in Eugene for construction.
What about these projects that you want to make sure that we get the message out about?
Oh, well, the city's focusing on increasing affordability, availability, and diversity of type for housing projects all across the city. We have a couple of projects happening downtown now that are adding quite a few units of housing. We have 127 units coming to the Gordon Lofts, which is the 5th Street Market expansion. And then we have 50 units coming soon to start construction. The Ferry Street Manor, it's at 11th and Ferry, so that adds almost 200 units to our downtown core. We also have a couple of projects focusing on low-income housing for the community. 148 affordable units are coming to our community by way of the Market District Commons, right by the 5th Street Market expansion.
Right, right.
The Commons on MLK, which is in the Harlow neighborhood, and the Taney Place project, which is a Homes for Good project. We partner with Homes for Good to make sure that we have plenty of affordable housing in our community.
How do you keep all this straight? Because it seems like it's all happening all at once, and it is.
It really is. Our housing opportunities team is very busy right now, making sure that we have the financial resources and manpower to get all these projects through the processes that they need to go through. Affordable housing is not easy to develop. There's a lot of hoops to jump through. So just the fact that we have so many projects happening all at once is a commendable effort.
You're talking about those hoops. You're talking about regulations?
Regulations, yep. We want to make sure that whatever we're building using federal money, a lot of the money that comes from affordable housing projects comes from the feds. We want to make sure that we're keeping our water safe, that we're not building on contaminated land, that the buildings are safe and will last a very long time. So all of that due diligence needs to happen before a project can even get going.
And how much public comment do you take into consideration?
We always listen to public comment. Every project has an opportunity for folks to engage. And luckily, we live in a state with statewide planning goals. Oregon's number one statewide planning goal is public participation. So every project in Eugene takes that into account.
Do we have enough dirt in order to build on?
That's a really good question. our planning staff does a great job of planning for a 20-year horizon. We have plans that examine the quantity of land available, and we look at all different types of land. We look at industrial land, we look at residential land, we look at land for agriculture, because we need all these things in the future, too. And right now, we do have enough land. We're going to have to densify over time in order to kind of meet the needs of the community. And right now, a lot of these denser projects are really, really meeting those goals.
The word you just used, densify. Mm-hmm. Densify. Okay. I got to sit on that for just a second. you have time that you can stick around for just a couple minutes?
Yeah.
All right. Super duper. She, again, is Allie Camp, Urban Development Analyst at City of Eugene. With a little baby bonus, what's up, is coming up in just a few minutes here on News Talk 590 KUGN.